The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
We are going to have open sexual intercourse on every street corner of America, where thousands and thousands can watch.
Everything is troubling me. I can't seem to find a place to turn. Can't seem to find any place to go. Once in a while I meet a few new people, and instead of acting very nice, they try to give me some advice. Or maybe how to act. Or maybe how to walk. They think they know where it's at. They think they can show me that they can make a better man. They think they always can show me maybe how it's done. Whatever it is, all the time. People always tell us be how to act. Think they know where it's at. Looks so fine, I made my bed, try my line. She looks at me and says, she can't be made by a man like me. Says she can't be made by me. Little girl says, I can't help up. Little girl says, I can't help up. She tries to tell me how I should dress. Tell me how I should act. Little
of the coolest 60s underground music. I'm Phil Gray. You're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show and Podcast. This is episode 487, and it comes just after the end of this year's Psychedelic September. So those four episodes of Psychedelic September are available via Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever you go to get your podcasts. And it's been fantastic digging so deep into the Retrospect collection to bring you a selection of mainly obscure psychedelic cuts. And during the month, I managed to unearth so much stuff new to me that I've decided to present this bonus episode. So tonight, again, we are looking at obscure psychedelia. Not so obscure, that first track though, but a favorite of mine, The Painted Ship from Vancouver, Canada. Two 45s they released, 1966 and 1967, we had Frustration. A little snippet of it regularly appears here on Retrospect. B-side of the 1966 45, wonderful track called Frustration from Canada's The Painted Ship. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. New to Retrospect is this next band. They are called Gladstone on Kirk Records. A 45, the A-side Pitter Patter from Gladstone, apparently though recorded by the East Side Kids, who were also given credit on the label. Probably released 1968. Why they're credited as Gladstone and the East Side Kids, I don't know. But this is the B-side, Gone by a Day.
For idiots.
Retrospect.
The scene.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, we are looking at Deep Psychedelia Cuts again this week. Set of three, Gladstone Gone By Day, followed by The Human Beings out of Youngstown, Ohio. Just one hit record, Nobody But Me, in 1968. They're well known for doing covers. Yardbirds, Dylan, The Who, Them, and a bit of a hit with Crispian St. Peter's The Pied Piper. But of course, we had a cover of the Neil Young written track, Mr. Soul. That's off a release called Live in Japan 1968. Release on Cosmic Mind Records on CD. Unofficial release. The Human Beings, Live in Japan 68 with Mr. Soul. Then a band called Orphan Egg. You can see them on our Instagram and Facebook. From San Jose, came to some level of prominence when they won the 1967 Vox Band Battle for Stardom. Appeared in a couple of movies. And then their Soul LP appeared in May of 1968. Described as one of the best fusions of garage rock and psychedelia of its time, Orphan Egg, a track called Falling. dig what you hear,
yeah,
check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
This next set is super obscure psychedelia, all out of the States. Starting off with the Apple Tree Theatre. Now, they were a group of studio musicians set up by Terry and John Boylan with some jazz musos. So it's described as essentially a loosely woven concept album comprising a collage of interlaced vocal narrative, sound effects, song fragments, and pop songs. Richie Unterberger, who we refer to often here on Retrospect, described it as a nice, dreamy, bittersweet, psychedelic-tinged folk rock pop LP. But it was also apparently one of John Lennon's favourite albums. So this is the Apple Tree Theatre, a track called I Wonder If Louise Is Home.
Walk along through the streets of the city. There's crowds of people there, but I'm on my own. The night is warm and the girls look so pretty. I wonder if Louise is home. I wonder if Louise is home this evening. I wonder if Louise is home. I wonder, should I call her up or walk over there? I wonder if Louise is home. I stop a while by the light at the corner. I try to picture if she still looks the same. The years are gone and the two of us are older. I wonder if she knows my name. I wonder if Louise is home this evening. I wonder if Louise is home. I wonder, should I call her up or walk over there? I wonder if Louise is home.
It's been a long, long time to tell the truth. Well, I'm not certain that I know her anymore. That's not true, you see. Why should she notice me? She never noticed me before.
I wonder if Louise is home this evening. I wonder if Louise is home. I wonder, should I call her up or walk over there? I wonder if Louise is home. If Louise is home. Was that apartment? Was that on? Was that on Waverly Place or Bleecker Street? I mean, let's see, was it Oregon 7 2 9 2 7 2 9? I wonder.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Now, this year's most exciting discovery. Drimble Wedge and the Vegetation!
I don't care.
You
much effort. Don't you ever leave off. I'm not available.
Greetings from Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
The excitement is intense. The crowd is surging forward. And here he is now, the great man himself, Maharishi Rocky Yogurt. He's standing at the door of the plane, dressed in his flowing robe. That's a wash-and-wear robe that hasn't dried yet. The Maharishi is carrying a dozen long-stemmed American beauty roses. Now he's coming down the pedal-strewn ramp, still clutching the dozen roses and two stewardesses. Salaam, Maharishi. Salaam.
Maharishi Rocky, that's my name. Guru meditations, that's my game. I play the hardest guitar in this whole land. I'm Maharishi Rocky of the Lonely Heart Club Band. I taught those English singers the art of finding joy. I taught that famous movie when the one looks like a boy. But then they up and left me and didn't blow my mind. was iced along the bakery, and they left their bread behind. Maharishi Rocky, that's my name. Guru Meditation, that's my game. I play the hardest guitar in this whole land. I'm Maharishi Rocky of the Lonely Heart Club Band. I may indulge in yoga, depends on where I sit. I sometimes need some yogurt, but just to keep me fit. I don't smoke funny cigarettes and never take a drink, 'cause nothing gets me higher than just to sit and think. Maharishi Rocky, that's my name. Guru Meditations, that's my game. I play the hardest guitar in this whole land. I'm Maharishi Rocky of the Lonely Heart Club Band. Maharishi Rocky, that's my name. Guru Meditation, that's my game. I play the hardest guitar in this whole land. I'm Maharishi Rocky of the Lonely Heart Club Band.
Four slices of obscure psych. The Apple Tree Theatre, I Wonder If Louise Is Home, followed by Drimble, Wedge and The Vegetation. Such a psychedelic band name. Perhaps no surprise that it wasn't a real psychedelic band. Drimble, Wedge and The Vegetation. The track was called Bedazzled. It's from 1967. It is from a soundtrack to a movie called Bedazzled, and it was composed and performed by Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. Then we had a band called Zit, X-I-T. Perhaps the newest track ever played on Retrospect. It's actually from 1974, but steeped in 60s psych. We can't talk about Zit without talking about a band we've had here before called Lincoln Street Exit. Lincoln Street Exit became Exit. That was then shortened to Zit, but apparently Zit stands for Crossing, the X, Crossing of Indian Tribes. So Zit were a Native American rock band based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Released two albums in the 70s on Motown, regrouped again in the 90s. Released on Canyon Records, a label formed in 1951, specializing in Native American music and artists, including flute music, powwow, Native American church music, dance music, traditional music of the many Indian and Canadian Indian nations. Now, I found one individual's review of this, who said, in my opinion, Lincoln Street Exit's garage band psych beats Zit's strident socio-political hippie drum circle hogwash hands down. Everyone's a critic. Zit with Sunday Dream. And then, wrapping that set, picture up on our Instagram and Facebook, Rocky Graziano. Track called Maharishi Rocky. This is off an LP called Rocky Graziano as the Maharishi Yogurt. And yes, it purports to be a comedy album. Released on RIC Records in 1968. Song titles such as The New Guru, The Maharishi at Home, The Flying Guru, Rocky Yogurt on Campus, and the track we had, Maharishi Rocky. So Rocky Graziano was in fact Thomas Rocco Barbaia, Italian-American boxer born in Brooklyn, New York.
Rock and roll has just about brought about the disintegration of our civilization.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Let's look at some global psych. And I just had to pick another one from this LP. We had a track last week. The LP is by Popera Cosmic, almost mythical LP, now considered to be France's first dedicated psychedelic album, and a blueprint for the hugely influential Gallic concept album era that followed. Popera Cosmic, this is Batman.
Batman!
Je suis beau, oui je suis beau. Je fais vomir le feu de la terre et la terre de l'eau. Dans mes yeux terribles, à foule s'accumule. Oui, je suis terre.
je suis noir. Je crache la mort sur la vie dans le soir. Dans mon rire énorme, la terre se bouscule. Je suis
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
I'm enjoying it. I think it's very exciting but very derivative.
Yeah. you ever wondered what it's like to take a trip on an LSD sugar cube?
Retrospect.
Il faut voir un psychanalyste. Tu cries papa toutes les nuits. À ton âge, c'est un peu triste. Si tu dois crier ça toute ta vie. La nuit j'ai peur, j'ai des angoisses. Je vois des serpents et des camions. Je me regarde dans la glace. Je n'y vois que des bulles et des ronds. Elle s'appelle Psychose. Surgit d'un grand puits, de sa langue de feu, me crache dans les yeux, elle saute sur mon lit. Tais-toi. On m'a mis des électrodes partout. Tais-toi. J'ai pris des bains de gelée de groseille. Tais-toi. Je dors toujours avec ma nounou. Tais-toi. Mais des poupées gluantes me réveillent. Tais-toi. Laisse ton cerceau et tes billes. Éteins ta veilleuse la nuit. Mets du whisky dans ta camomille. Et trompe-toi vite, une petite amie.
Tais-toi.
Elle s'appelle Psychose. La fille de minuit. La fille de minuit. Angélatine rose. Elle surgit d'un grand puits. De sa langue de feu. Me crache dans les yeux, elle saute sur mon lit.
Sacre bleu, three tracks out of France. Popera Cosmic with Batman, then Les Goths, obscure French psychedelic rockers, from their Rêve de Silence LP, a track called A Man Has Been Entered. Then we had off a compilation called Wiz, French Psychorama, 1966 to 1971, Messieurs Richard de Bordeaux and Daniel Barretta. The track is called either Papa or Psychos, 7-inch 45 EP from 1968. Daniel Barretta, a singer-songwriter, actor and voice actor, and Richard de Bordeaux, a musician with a bunch of releases from 1969 through to, I think, 1990. So Monsieur Richard de Bordeaux and Daniel Barretta, Papa or Psychos from 1968, third track out of France.
It's more important that you keep them away from the music of today than it is that you keep them away from strychnine in their food.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
Here's a band out of Chicago, formed 1966, described as essential in the development of psychedelic pop in Illinois. Their debut single, very cool track, I Live in the Springtime. In time for their second single, they had re-established themselves as a more strongly psychedelic band, hired a new lead singer, recorded a bunch of demos, and caught the attention of RCA Records. They are the Lemon Drops. This is Talk to the Animals.
Come down.
he used to wait for me outside his studio. He kissed my ass all the way in.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe yesterday. Suddenly I'm not happy. Hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why'd she have to go? I don't know. She wouldn't stay. I said I want to say something wrong. I long for yesterday. Yesterday, it was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why'd she have to go? I don't know. She wouldn't say. All my troubles seem so far away. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. I believe in yesterday.
Well, we had the Lemon Drops topping that set. You can see them on our Instagram and Facebook, Talk to the Animals, followed by another band I had in Psychedelic September, The Head Shop, out of New York, one LP in 1969. And according to the promotional material, 9 musical chapters that will lead you into new musical and audiophile dimensions of psychedelic art of music. The Head Shop. Opera in the Year 4000, Where Have All the People Gone? / Yesterday. So yes, hints of the Beatles at the end there. Super psychedelic track from The Head Shop, bringing us to the end of this episode of Retrospect. Next week I really will get back to 60s garage. But we're going to wrap it up now with an instrumental. Oh, this is a new one to me. This is really cool as well. The band's called The Matadors. You can see them on our Instagram and Facebook. Formed 1965 in Czechoslovakia. Among other things, they worked as the backing band for the German version of the Hair musical. And this track is fantastic. The Matadors, out of Czechoslovakia with Extraction, wrapping this episode 487 of Retrospect. Remember, all those back episodes available wherever you go for your podcast. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.